last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. I am Beta, the host of today's episode. And once again, we have the opportunity to be here to answer your questions, doubts, and misconceptions about Mahdaviya. And here with me in studio is Brother Alavian. Welcome, brother, to our studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
We're once higher again in order to answer the doubts, questions, misconception about Mahdaviya. And in this episode specifically, we're going to talk about the women and at the time of occultation. Most of the time when we listen to the stories and narrations of the scholars of the time about their connection to Imam Mahdi, we see that these scholars, most of them, all of them for sure, are men. But is there any woman in the time of occultation of Imam Mahdi that had the felicity to be at service of this Imam or not?
We might not heard that, okay, there hadn't been any lady who reached to this level of felicity and prosperity that she had the honor of serving Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or visiting Imam alayhi salam in the time of occultation. But whatever we have not heard does not mean that it does not exist.
Yeah,
so for sure. It might exist and it might happen, as we have heard, and we have even some of them have been documented and even have been written in the format of books. And there are lots of ladies who had this chance to visit Imam alayhi salam and had talks with Imam, and it happened. But on the other hand, we have in a hadith that at the time of his arrival and at the time of Imam's advent, almost 50 of the Imam's companions, specific companions of Imam, are from ladies and sisters. It's really a remarkable number. So, but what do we mean by contacting or having relation with Imam? What is it that we are always in thirst of it to know and to learn? That what is the value of such a contact and, let's say, relation with Imam? What are we talking about, actually? Usually, the relation happens between two people that know each other well. When we have no familiarity and acquaintance with anyone, how can we expect a relation to happen, right? So this relation requires a sort of familiarity from one side, and the other side knows a bit. I mean, at least from one side, I mean, one of these sides at least should be known to the other, right?
Yeah, Lord.
So, and there must be a sort of love or attraction between these people. We know from the language of traditions and the wordings of narrations that imams are always in thirst of having a contact with their companions and with their followers. And we shall recite also some of this hadith that tells us. But it's not a one-sided issue. It's a two-sided issue. I mean, if you are going to talk about the relationship between Imam and his followers, whether they are ladies or men, we don't differentiate between these two, because we believe that the concept of women, as we talked about it earlier, was revolutionized in Islam. The kind of respect that Islam gave to Lady Fatima salamu alayha, till today, everything had changed. And Islam is very high in giving respect to the ladies, as we said earlier. I mean, you can see no other school of thought that gives that much importance to a lady like Islam.
Yeah.
Because, you see, the imam of the time, he says that my role model is my mother Fatima salam alayha. So how come? They are the source of blessings. Ladies in Islam are the sources of blessings. So what kind of relations are we expecting to have? Two kinds of relations. A heart relation and a relation, or let's say a contact in person.
So brother, let's have the elaboration of these two different categories after a short break.
Inshallah.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds.
welcome back to your listeners. We're talking about the relation that we mean whenever we point and focus on the Imam Mahdi, whether it be women or men, that my brother mentioned that in our religion, Islam, which was a revolution itself about the value of men and women, that there is no difference between these two other than their piety or virtue. So, brother, we're all here about the two categories that you were mentioning.
So we said that this relation with Imam that we're talking about can happen in either one of these two forms. One, a heart relation, a contact, or a relation or contact in person. That is to meet Imam Ali, to visit Imam Ali. So we earlier said that this relation usually happens when there is sort of familiarity between either sides of these two relations. I mean, one of them should know at least each other well to do something for this relation to happen.
Yeah.
And we have it from the side of Imam. We have lots of hadith narrations that tells us that Imams or Prophet or Imams, the Prophet was tabibun dawarun bitibbih. That is, he was looking for the sick people to come. He was like a doctor who was searching for the disease, for the illness, for the ills.
Yeah, exactly.
And the sick people to come and for him to remedy and cure them, right? Let me tell you again from Imam Zaman himself. He says, we are not indifferent towards your issues and affairs. And we are not forgetting your issues and affairs, and we do not forget your remembrance. Look, the love started from the other side. He says that we are not forgetting your remembrance. So
yeah,
he
definitely
starts this love. I mean, we are a little bit back in this relation. I mean, we are too distant from this relation to start it while we are, okay, where is, had any lady yet seen Imam or not? Or what are we talking about? When he's the starter of this relation, so he's the one that is searching for us. I mean, this is the status of this love that we are talking about. So when a love happens, a relation starts, and it's interesting that the relation starts from the other side. So what is from our side? Whom do we know that tells us such a thing, except our parents, for example?
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm always caring for you. I'm always praying for you. I'm always waiting for you to come. Even our parents do not tell us that much. I mean, that much cozy, right? I want to say that even as soon as the children are growing older, they usually say less of such statements and words. But we see that Imam says, no, I'm not indifferent towards the issue. I'm always caring for you, right? He's kinder than the parents, kinder than the mother and father. We have not yet understood who this person that you are going to have a contact with is, what characteristic he has, and what spiritual beauties this person have that is in search of us. Are we expecting such a thing happen overnight? For example, I have tried a light, but I couldn't meet Imam Ali Salam. No, Imam does not exist because I didn't meet him. So whatever you do not see or whatever you do not visit does not exist.
No,
I'm asking you.
It's not like that.
I'm asking you, do you see the pain?
No.
Do you see the prosperity? Do you see happiness of a person while he's not laughing? Whatever cannot be seen does not necessarily mean that it does not exist. So Imam does exist, and he has relation with some. And if we try our best, this relation can happen. But how?
Thank you, Brother Ali, for your elaboration, for your beautiful examples about the love of Imam for us. And the interesting fact that this love and this relation starts from Imam himself towards us. And so the next level of actually analyzing this topic is about how can we be at the position and status of be the actually mutual partner and the other side of this relationship, which it's going to be discussed after a short break.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأ من أجل السالكين.
So welcome back, dear listeners. This is the program The Last Savior, and in this part we're going to talk more about the characteristic of a true follower of Imam as a party of this unconditional love that Imam will give us.
Well, we need to start this relation with deep heart relation, with a deep heart contact. I mean, it can start from, again, from whatever they have taught us. I mean, in the language of narrations, we see lots of supplications that they are very beautiful. They tell us, okay, peace on you at the time that you stand, at the time that you sit. Look, this is sort of loving sentences that we tell to the beloved.
Yeah.
You see, when such relation had started, then slowly, we see that, okay, something comes up. I mean, but this contact, if a person has the tawfiq, the blessing to had the honor of meeting Imam alayhi salam, will have either a visit of Imam in person or a heart contact. So what do we mean by this too? When a person has the tawfiq to meet Imam alayhi salam in person, it is either of these two ways. While he meets Imam, but he doesn't know that he is the Imam himself. So he has a good talk, or he or she can have a pretty good talk with Imam alayhi salam and everything. And when after finishing this talk, he or she understands that, oh, it was Imam alayhi salam. You see? And this kind of relation has been narrated and has been mentioned and has been documented by some. And sometimes when a person is that strong enough, like the ones that who have worked on themselves a lot and they have observed taqwa in the best way possible, so they meet Imam and they know that he is the Imam. They know that the person that they are meeting is Imam alayhi salam. This is a higher level of meeting. So he knows that he has this spiritual readiness, and he had worked on himself to get rid of the sins and committing different kinds of major, minor sins. And he reached to this merit of meeting Imam alayhi salam in person. And this is a really great tawfiq.
Exactly.
And for those who had this chance, this is not an easy thing to happen, I mean, overnight.
Sure.
I mean, but it requires lots of work and ourselves. That is, man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. That if we work on our soul and our nafs, then the ma'rafa and knowledge of Allah will be also possible for us. So this is one aspect. The second kind of meeting or having a relation with Imam is a heart contact of Imam. That is, some people see Imam alayhi salam and they cannot talk, they cannot say anything, they just see, but they have a sort of heart contact with Imam alayhi salam. It happened even at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way that Uwais al-Qarani, I mean, the status and relation of the Holy Prophet and him. The Prophet entered the masjid and said, I'm tasting the smell of Uwais. Is he here? But he left already. And you see that the Prophet actually explains and describes Uwais in the very beautiful way, while he hadn't met him even for a single moment.
Yeah.
So how does it happen? This is sort of relation specifically belonging to infallible and companions and followers and those who are with him.
May Allah hasten his reappearance and bless us with the love of Imam and with his contact and his members in our heart. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.